it's like a lot of houses all in a row, mm-hmm. and they join together.
Right. And each one has a different facade. It's really like the Row House, except that each room, it's like the Row House. The ones that I'm thinking about are, you know, different outside covering mm-hmm. for each unit, but they're all connected.
What would you call an apartment that occupies a whole floor? For instance, it might be a 2 or 3 level, or even lower building. But each floor is a different apartment.
Wait a minute. Say that again, I don't understand.
So this is our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we have another apartment on top of that one.
You mean a house with two apartments?
Two or more?
Yeah.
Apartment would have the whole floor. Now that has a particular type of name, I suppose. It doesn't mean anything to you, let it go. What might you call the man who takes care of minor plumbing and electric repairs and does the odd jobs around an apartment?
What do you call the maintenance personnel?
Okay. The person that might work closely with the owner and helps the tenants and shows vacant apartments to prospective renters and might possibly do minor repairs. What might you call him?
He's the manager.
What kind of equipment is needed to take care of your yard or your garden? Did you tell me you did not have a garden?
Mm-hmm.
What mostly do you need to use to take care of that yard then?
Oh, lawnmower and some clippers.
What kind of lawnmower?
Power.
If you had the old-fashioned kind you push by hand, what would you call that?
A push mower.
What kind of power motor do you have?
The motor is a Briggs & Stratton.
Do you ride it?
No.
Do you push it?
Well, it propels itself. You just have to guide it.
Okay. If you rode it, what would you call it? If you had one that you rode.
A riding mower.
If you wanted to dig up for a garden, dig up the earth for a garden, what kind of implement would you use? Oh, the spade, which is the hard way.
Well,
you being a gardener, you may not have noticed these things either.
Well, I know there's a tiller that you can use. There's a fork that I've been told is not the pitchfork, but it looks like a pitchfork. That you can use for digging.
Mm-hmm.
A hole.
All right, what about tools that you'd use by hand? Can you think of any of that type?
The spade. The hand spade.
Hand spade.
Yeah.
What kind of rakes are you familiar with? What would you use in a file to gather up your leaves?
Mm-hmm.
What type?
It's a round rake. There's another one in it.
There's another kind that's about this long?
Yeah.
It's with teeth?
Yeah, that's more for gardening. Breaking up
mm-hmm.
the dirt. Is there a special name for that?
I wonder if you
saw it. Your
special name's not my name.
I know, but I'm trying to get an education out of you.
That's not fair. How do you trim your hedge with? Do you have a hedge?
Yeah, her shoes and her hedge trimmer.
Well, you use the other two combs too, don't you?